请我们读几处圣经。
Let us read several scriptures.
头一处在诗篇九十一篇。
First is Psalm 91.
我们只读头两节，一节二节。
We will read verses 1 and 2.
请我们大家一起来读。
Let's read together.
住在
He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust.
是我所依靠的。好，我们再读约书亚记。
Joshua.
约书亚记第十四章。
Joshua chapter 14.
从第六节读到十五节。
We will read from verse 6 to verse 15.
时间长一点，还是帮我们一起读。
The passage is very long, but let's read together.
为了让弟兄姊妹省一点力气，我们读一节，弟兄姊妹读一节。
To save your effort, I will read one verse, and you will read the next verse.
那时犹大人来到基甲见约书亚，有基尼西族耶夫尼的儿子加勒对约书亚说。耶和华在加底斯巴尼亚知道我对你知道你对神人摩西所说的话你都知道了。然而从我上去的众弟兄使百姓的心消化但我专心跟从耶和华我的神。自从耶和华对摩西说这话的时候，耶和华照他的意思应许的是我存活这四十五年期间，以色列人在旷野行走。看哪，我现今我八十五岁了。求你将耶和华那日应许我的这山地给我。那里有亚拿族人并宽大坚固的城你也曾听见了或者耶和华照他所应许的与我同在我就把他们赶出去。
So Joshua blessed him and gave Hebron to Caleb, a son of Jephunneh, for an inheritance.
所以希伯伦就做了基尼西族耶夫尼的儿子加勒的产业直到今日因为他专心跟从耶和华以色列的神。
Now the name of Hebron was formerly Kiriath Arba, for Arba was the greatest man among the Anakim, and the land had first friends.
好，我们圣经就读到这个。
And this is all the scripture reading.
刚才我们所读的诗篇也就是一篇。
Just then we read Psalm 91.
我们知道这两篇诗都是摩西所写的。
We know that 91 is written by Moses.
90和91篇。
Both Psalm 90 and 91.
这两篇诗大家都应该是很熟悉的。
And everyone is probably very familiar with both Psalms.
常常听见弟兄姊妹在讲起吧。
Many of your brothers will share upon these two Psalms.
这是那个摩西在差不多到底120岁左右的时候写的这两篇诗。
Moses probably wrote these two Psalms when he was 120 years old.
他带领以色列人从埃及出来经过了旷野。
He has led the Israelites out of Egypt and through the wilderness.
要40年之久的时间。
For 40 years long.
现在他们到了旷野的那个终点。
Now they're at the end of their journey.
在迦南地的边界上面。
They're at the edge of land of Canaan.
摩西回头看在旷野里面所有一些光景。
As Moses turned back and observed everything that happened in the wilderness, 看见
神这样眷顾他们，保守他们。
He saw God how God has protected them.
他就写了这两篇的诗。
He wrote these two psalms.
在这两篇诗的里面。
In these two psalms,
头一篇说到人生的光景。
First psalm described the conditions of men.
大家都知道那一篇诗说到人生是非常短暂的。
We know that that psalm described to us how short a man's life is.
就好像做了一个梦一样。
It's as if we had a dream.
你醒过来之后，一切都过去了。
When you awaken, everything is has passed.
也好像昨天所发生的事情一样。
It also like the things that happened yesterday.
我想我们大家都能体会到。
I'm sure we can all sympathize.
是很短暂的。
We all know that man's life is short.
老年的时候。
Especially when you're in your elderly age.
更觉得感觉到人生的短暂。
Then you truly feel that man's life is short.
就是我70岁、80岁。
Even when you're in 70 or 80,
也不过转眼之间就过去。
It's just like a blinking of an eye.
那么不仅是短暂。
Not only it is short.
而且人生是虚空的。
A man's life is also full of vanity.
就像草上的花一样。
He said it's like the flowers on the grass.
孤单那个花会凋谢。
And the grass will dry and the flowers will wither.
一切的美容也都要过去的。
All the beauties will pass away.
人在地上所有一切能可夸口的。
Everything that man can boast in this world.
也不过是劳苦抽翻，转眼成空。
Is but labor and vanity.
那我们便如飞而去。
And then we fly away.
那不但这样。
Not only this.
并且人生也是痛苦的人生。
Man's life is also one that is full of pain.
我想今天说想象好像是快乐的人生。
Today we.
不像人一般说想象是快乐的人生。
It's not like most people consider that man's life is full of joy.
从人的经历头来说呢，这个经历里面来看，人生也是痛苦的人生。
But when we observe man's life from our experience, we know it is full of pain.
为什么有这些的痛苦？
Why do we have all these pains?
为什么有这些的艰难？
Why do we have all these difficulties?
因为人都是在神的愤怒之下。
It's because men live under the wrath of God.
活在神的咒诅当中。
Men live under the curse.
所以许许多的难处。
Therefore, we have all these problems.
许许多的伤心和流泪时。
We have all these sorrows.
整个人生还是个痛苦的人生。
The man's life is one that's full of pain.
这是在九十篇给我们看见。
This is what's described to us in Psalm 90.
人在地上那个光景。
And the conditions of man in this world.
他们在旷野四十年这个时间。
They spent 40 years in the wilderness.
摩西看见时间过去是那么快。
And Moses observed that time passed by so quickly.
也看见人他所有一切都是虚空。
And he also observed that everything is vain.
并且也给我看见，那么人是痛苦。
He also shows us that man's life is full of pain. Full of problems.
那么到了九十一篇呢？
Now we come to Psalm 91.
他就说到这个不仅人的光景是这样。
He talks about not only this is the conditions of man.
人生所遭遇的一切的事情。
But everything that we encounter in this life.
许许多的难处。
It's also full of problems.
他们在旷野经过了四十年之久的时间。
They spent 40 years in the wilderness.
他们常常称为这旷野是大而可畏的旷野。
They often call this fearsome wilderness.
那么在埃及时候，他们虽然有难处。
Even though they have problems in Egypt.
但是那个难处实在还算不得什么。
But those problems are not as severe.
当摩西在旷野里面染发牧羊的时候。
When Moses was a shepherd in the wilderness. Of course, he also feels loneliness. But compared to the next 40 years of his life, the former problems are like nothing. In these 40 years, he encountered all sorts of problems. Not only in their circumstances they encounter many things, but also in their hearts they experience much pain. Besides these problems,
还有那个超人难处，超然的。
And they also have some supernatural problems.
那么仇敌的攻击。
The attacks from enemies.
是今天我们读这些诗篇的时候，读这些话的时候。
Today as we read these words,
我们非常能够领会。
We can understand.
因为我们今天也是行走在这个旷野的路程上面。
Because today we also walk in this wilderness.
当然，我们在主里面，我们这样的唱诗、这样的赞美。
Of course, in the Lord, we can sing hymns and praise Him.
我们觉得非常的喜乐。
We feel joy in our hearts.
但是回到家里的时候，
But when we return home,
进到我们工作的地方的时候，
or walk into our office,
又看见许许多难处。
We see all these problems.
多少时候外面的难处不晓得会什么时候临到我们身上。
And many times we don't even know when problems will come to us.
就好像那里所说的那个白日飞的箭一样。
And it just like it says that there are arrows flying daily.
我们正在那感觉逍遥自在。
Just when we feel that we are careful.
在那平安稳妥的时候啊。
We have peace with us.
那忽然间一个箭把我们射到我们身我射那个射中了我们。
All of a sudden, an arrow was hit us.
临到了我们的身上。
will come to us.
我们防也没办法防备的。
There is not even a way to shield from it.
那么前些时候我们听见一件事，听见一个消息。
Not too long ago, we heard of a news.
我们很熟的姊妹。
A sister that we all know very well.
多年我们都是这个很有来往的。
And we know her for a long time.
虽然没有住在一个地方。
Even though we do not live in the same place.
但是常有来往。
But we often have fellowship.
上次我们回到洛杉矶的时候。
Last time we returned to Los Angeles.
我们的姊妹还是非常高兴。
We still see our sister. She was full of joy.
我们在一起有交通。
We have fellowship together.
我们在一起吃饭。
We had meals together.
那么以后也没有听说有什么难处。
And after that, we didn't hear much things about her.
有一次要参加一个宴会。
And once we need to go to a feast.
朋友带她出去的时候。
And her friends went with her.
那么坐车出了一个小车祸。
They had a small accident on the way.
实在说没有什么严重的问题。
Actually, the accident was not very serious.
但是这个小时候，那么因为要去检查的缘故。
And because they have to get an examination.
那忽然间就发现这个检查结果就看见脑子里头有个很大的瘤。
Through the examination, they discovered that she had a tumor in her brain.
一下子就会临到你的身上。
And disaster come to you just like that.
都没有办法想到。
You can't even consider it.
都没有办法防备。
You cannot even hide from it.
有时我们看见身体软弱的弟兄姊妹倒是活得蛮长久的。
Sometimes we see that those people who has those brothers and sisters who are weak in their health actually live very long.
身体很强壮。
And some of those people who are always healthy.
从来不生病的。
Never have any illness.
忽然间过去了。
But all of a sudden they pass away.
说灾难就是像白日飞的箭一样。
So disaster is like arrows flying daily.
这个箭什么时候会临到我们的身上。
You don't know when the arrows will come by.
那这个不仅是这样。
Not only this.
并且还有那个罪的试探。
There are also the temptation of sin.
那个世界的引诱。
And the temptation from this world.
那个世界就好像张开的网络一样。
And the world is like an opened net.
所以他说到那个捕鸟人的网络呀。
He says it's like the net of a bird catcher.
那么你知道那个网络是个陷阱。
You know that this is a trap.
虽然里面有很好吃的东西。
Even though inside a trap there's something that's good tasting.
你不能去羡慕它了。
But you cannot desire them.
若是你进去你吃的话呢。
If you enter in and take hold of them.
就被整个网络在那罩住了。
Then you will be captured.
很多世界也是这样的引诱我们。
Many things in this world is just like that.
试探我们。
That tempt us.
有很多这个叫我们这个心里所喜欢的。
There are many things that pleases the heart.
我们所盼望要得到的。
Things that we desire to gain.
真实地追求这一切的时候。
But just as you pursue after these things.
你就看见这个世界成了我们的网络。
You see that the world has become your net.
除了我们的霸占。
It has taken hold of you.
有多少神的儿女们在主的道路上面一直向前。
So many children of God went forward in the pursuit of the Lord. But not long after,
就被这个网络在罩住了。
They have been covered by the net of this world.
没有办法从里面出来。
They cannot escape.
世界就像网络一样。
This world is like this net.
把我们常常来霸占我们。
That often take hold.
来抓住我们。
That captures us.
让我们落在那个仇敌的手里面。
So that we will be fallen in the hands of our enemy.
那么除了这些难处之外。
Not only besides these problems, we also have attacks on our enemy.
仇敌在我们身上所有一切的作为。
And all the works of the Satan.
那是那个超然的难处。
And those supernatural problems.
所以在整个的人生道路上面呢，许许多的问题。
So in our life, we experience many problems.
多少的难处。
There are so many difficulties.
我们人的智慧是那有限。
And our wisdom is so limited.
我们能力是那里有限。
Our strength is limited.
我们没有办法应付这些难处。
We cannot deal to these problems.
那么在这些困难当中，常常我们是站立不住的。
And in the midst of these problems, many times we cannot stand firm.
多少弟兄姊妹走来走到一个时候倒下去了。
Many brothers and sisters will walk to a point and they will be dead.
还有多少人走来走去被世界在霸占了。
And many people will walk to a point that they will be taken by the world.
找也找不到了。
You can't even find them.
连影都看不见了。
You can't even find their shadow.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天行走在大而可畏的旷野里面。
Brothers and sisters, today we're walking in a great fearsome wilderness.
像以色列人在旷野的一样。
Just like the years of the Israelites spent in the wilderness.
他们从埃及出来的是那么多的人。
They had so many people that left Egypt.
但是到了进入进迦南的时候
，By the time they're ready to enter into the land of Canaan，
他们经过了这旷野路程。
After they passed through this wilderness，
全是20岁以上的那个年轻力壮的人。
All those who are 20 years and older.
当初本来是那出去能够征战的。
Those people who are able to fight.
那么这些统统都倒闭在旷野里。
All these have fallen in the wilderness.
没有一个人能除了加勒和约书亚之外，没有一个人进到迦南地区。
Besides Joshua and Caleb, none entered into the land of Canaan.
神所应许的产业。
None had took hold of the promised land.
只有加勒和约书亚。
Only Caleb and Joshua.
那么这两个人，他们进到迦南。
These two people entered into the Canaan.
不但是以色列人倒闭。
Not only, not only the Israelites have fallen in the wilderness.
到时候，我们看见摩西妹妹米利安也倒闭在旷野里面。
And to a time, we see that Moses and Miriam also have fallen in the wilderness.
女先知。
Miriam is a prophet.
你知道他们从红海里过来之后啊，这个米利安就拿着鼓跳舞，领着妇女们在一同跳舞，在唱诗赞美。
You know that when they passed through the Red Sea, Miriam was the one that led all the women in singing and dancing.
一个很爱主的一个人。
She's a person who loves the Lord.
但是到时候米利安也过去了。
But to a point, Miriam also passed.
大祭司亚伦也过去了。
The high priest Aaron also passed.
甚至到了末了时候，连摩西也过去了。
And at the end, even Moses passed away.
只有约书亚和迦勒。
Only Joshua and Caleb.
那么这两个人，他们进到迦南地区。
These two have entered into the land of Canaan.
承受了神所应许给他们产业。
And they took hold of the promised inheritance.
他们两个人为什么能够进到迦南地区？
Why these two people were able to enter into the land?
为什么在那么多难处当中，他们能够站立得住？
Why amidst all the problems, these two can stand firm?
有多少人那扑倒在他们的旁边？
So many people have fallen by their side.
有多少人在扑倒在那右边？
So many people have fallen on the right side.
但是他们蒙到神的保守。
But they have been protected by the Lord.
一直在那站立得稳。
So that they can continue to stand firm.
能够继续不断的向前。
And they can walk forward.
能够承受神所应许给他们产业。
To take the land which God has promised them.
那个秘诀到底在什么地方？
Where is the secret?
他们为什么能够这样？
How can they do this?
甚至连亚伦摩西都不能。
Even Moses and Aaron are unable.
但是加勒和约书亚他们进到迦南地区。
But Joshua and Caleb entered into the land.
这些都是我们的教训。
One sister, these are all lessons to us.
摩西在诗篇91篇就给我们看见。
In Psalm 91, Moses showed it to us.
那个虽然他们经过这样艰难的环境。
Although they have gone through such difficult times.
这样危险的路程。
Such dangerous path.
但是他们有一个秘诀。
But they have a secret.
是他们在这样艰难当中让他们能够站住。
That enables them to stand firm in problems.
并且刚强。
And be strong.
能够一直当然向前。
And that they can continue to walk forward.
在什么地方呢？
Where is the secret?
那这就是我今天所要交通给弟兄姊妹的。
This is what I want to share with you this morning.
秘诀就是在91篇第一节所说的。
The secret is in Psalm 91 verse 1.
住在至高者的隐秘处。
They dwell in the shelter of the Most High.
就必住在全能者的荫下。
And they will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
这就是他们的生活的秘诀。
This is the secret to their living.
就是他们得胜的秘诀。
This is the secret to their victory.
就是他们一直能够往前的秘诀。
This is the secret that they can continue to go forward.
他们乃是住在至高者的隐蔽处。
Because they dwell in the shelter of the Most High.
所以他们能够住在全能者的荫下。
And therefore they can abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
那位全能的神在那里荫庇他们。
The Almighty God is the one that
保守他们。
Gave them shelter and protects them.
所有祸患和灾难不能临到他们的身上。
And all the problems and pestilence cannot come to them.
所以全能的神也供应他们。
This Almighty God is also the one that provides them and supports them.
使他们在那长久年日当中刚强有力。
So in these long years, they can continue to have strength.
能够一直在那向前去。
And they can walk forward.
也带他们经过了征战。
He also leads them through battles.
使他们在各种各样的仇敌跟前，他们能向着仇敌的夸胜。
And they can boast their victory before their enemies.
不仅是外面的环境，他们胜过了。
Not only they have conquered their outward environment.
他们里面难处他们胜过了。
They also conquered their inner problems.
就是那个仇敌的权势，那个超然的能力，他们也都胜过了。
And they can overcome the supernatural problems from the enemy.
不是他们自己。
One sister is not themselves.
乃是那位全能的神。
It is that Almighty God.
做了他们的荫庇。
The Almighty God that has become their shadow. That has become their protection. And their provision.
也成为他们得胜的能力。
and also becomes the victory house.
Francis,
the secret to the victory is written in the Bible.
给我们看见今天我们在这个世界里面,
it tells us that today as we live in this world,
我们怎样的生活, 我们才能站住,
how do we live so that we can stand firm?
我们才能造神的荣耀,
how can we live so that God can receive
the glory?
And that what God has promised will be accomplished in us. It is not that we just need to have the desire. It's not that we just sing some songs and praise, then we can stand firm. You know that the enemy is full of devices. Just as we are rejoicing, all of a sudden something will happen to us. All of a sudden all our joys will be gone. And all the, our hopes will be shattered.
And sisters,
as we pass through this great and fearsome wilderness, there's only one thing that can give us protection, that is to dwell in the shadow of the Most High. And we can live in the shadow of the Most High. Because this God, He is the Almighty God. And He will be our
provision.
And He will be our strength. He stands on our side. And there's no other forces that can come against us. What is this Almighty God?
这个全能的神呢, 那应该翻作全能, 全足, 全风的神。
The Almighty God is one that is
全能, 能力神,
全能。 All in all.
啊, 全足, 全风。
The all-sufficient God.
啊, 这是 那么他们有人告诉我说, 那么这里应该翻, 这里在希伯来文是, 伊丽莎代,
and here in Hebrew, the word is El Shaddai.
那么这个伊丽莎代啊, 是什么意思呢?
What is the meaning of El Shaddai?
它原来的意思, 它原, 那个原来那个字的意思, 就是母亲的胸怀。
The meaning of the word El Shaddai is the breast of a mother.
你知道母亲的胸怀啊, 那就婴儿, 婴儿所有一切的保障。
You know, the breast of the mother provides all the protection for a baby.
你们在看过小孩的话,
if you have looked at a baby,
你就看见小孩在惊怕的时候,
you see that when the child is scared,
他就往母亲胸怀里钻,
he will run to his mother's bosom.
母亲胸怀里面,
and when he is there,
他就安息就稳妥了,
and he can rest.
他有需要的时候,
when he has need,
当他那个饥饿的时候,
when he's hungry,
他就带到母亲胸怀里面去,
he went and looked for his mother.
一直找, 一直找,
and he will continue to look for his
mother. 找到母亲, 奶的时候,
until he finds milk.
那么他就非常满足了,
then he's satisfied.
当他困乏的时候,
when he is tired,
躺在母亲的胸怀里面,
he also rests in the bosom of his mother.
就是他的世界,
and that the mother's bosom is his world.
就是他的供应,
it's his provision.
就是他的保护,
it's his protection.
就是他的力量,
and it's his strength.
他只要在母亲胸怀里面,
he just needs to rest in his mother's bosom.
不仅是那么健康,
then the child can be healthy.
能够渐渐地长大,
and can grow gradually.
哦, 弟兄在, 我们的神, 那是全能的神。
One sister, our God is the Almighty God, the
all-sufficient,
and His bosom is our protection, it's our provision, and it's our strength.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters, how can we stay in the bosom of God and enjoy all His fullness?
有一个秘诀就叫住在全能的荫下,
and the secret is to abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
住在至高者神的隐秘处,
we shall dwell in the shelter of the Most High.
就必住在全能者的荫下,
then we will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
不是说我们能够做什么,
it is not that we're able to do anything.
只要我们能够来到神的面前,
all we can do is come to God.
我们在亲近神,
we draw near to Him.
我们和他有交通,
we have fellowship with Him.
我们在摸到他的时候,
and as we have
touched
Him, we will enter into the shelter of the Most High. And all our needs will be met here. And all problems will be resolved here. Our God is the answer to all questions. Because He is the all-sufficient God. He is the bosom of the mother. He is our protection.
他懂一切的一切。
He is our all in all.
弟兄姊妹，在我们生活里头一个最最大的需要。
One sister, the greatest need in our life. The most important thing in our life. Is that we need to abide in the shadow of God. We need to come to Him often.
我们和他有交通
and have fellowship with him.
虽然我们蒙恩得救了
even though we are saved,
我们这时候都是主把我们从黑暗权势之下拯救出来一般人
and God has saved us from the reign of darkness.
他已经把我们带到神爱子国度里头
He has already guided us into the kingdom of his beloved son.
使我们得以在主耶稣基督里面
that we are able to be in Christ.
弟兄姊妹按照地位来说
from our position,
按照主所成功的救恩来说
from the work of salvation that he has accomplished,We're already in Christ. But from our experience, we often live in. We often live in ourselves. Or live in this world. And sometimes we even live in sin. We have left our Lord.
所以我们才落在许多软弱、困苦、忧虑当中。
Therefore, we're often fallen into sorrow.
那不仅在地位上头，我们这个是在基督里面。
Not only from a position standpoint, we're in Christ.
我们要在经历头，我们实在在基督里面。
From our experience, we should also be in Christ.
早晨起来的时候
，When we rise up in the morning.We pray to him.
我在亲近他，亲近主。
We draw near to him.
我享受主的同在。
And enjoy his presence.
我觉得非常的甜美。
We find this very sweet.
我们在这摸着了主。
We said that we have touched our Lord.
我们接触到主。
We have touched him.
但是到了那个我们工作的时候。
But by the time we get to our workplace.
我们就完全把主摆在一边了。
We had totally put our Lord aside.
我们就凭着我们自己的经验，凭着我们的聪明才干。
And we live by our ability, our
experience. 我们做那一件事情。
We would do things.
所以难怪等到下班之后啊，就觉得精疲力尽。
No wonder by the time we get off from work, we're so tired.
不仅是力量都在用完了。
We have exhausted all strength.
并且以心情也在低沉下去。
And our heart is also.
所以一回到家里之后啊。
By the time we get home,
就看见这个也不顺眼，那个也不顺眼。
We see that this is not right, that is not right.
那个也不对。
And nothing is right.
许许多的时候，那个许多一点点的刺激，就引起我们在那里不高兴。
And a small thing, can cause us to have unhappiness.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得在早晨的时候，我们需要来到主的跟前。
One sister, not only in the morning, we need to come to the Lord.
我们要随时随地都来亲近主。
We need to come to Him all the time. To live before Him.
即使我们在聚会的时候
，in the meeting time,
我们听主的话的时候
，just as we're listening to His words.
我们外面是坐在那个聚会的里面
，outwardly we're sitting here.
我们里面应当回到主的面前
，but our hearts should return back to
the
Lord. We need to draw near to Him and have fellowship with Him.
我刚刚蒙恩得救时候
，when I was just saved.
我在聚会
，I went to I would attend the meeting.
一位弟兄啊在讲道
，I would see a brother share.
虽然我们弟兄口才并不算太好。
Even though our brother is not very eloquent,
因为他有那口齿的毛病
because he stutters a lot.
他说一句话相当吃力
It's very difficult for him to say even one sentence.
我们说主耶稣就很顺，很方便
When we call out the name Jesus, it's very convenient for us.
那他说主耶稣的时候就主耶稣
But for him, he stutters all the way through.
但他说的时候呢，他很吃力
It was very difficult for him to speak.
听的人呢也很吃力
And those who are listening also very difficult.
所以我看见人数聚会人数非常多。
But I see that there are many people sitting in the meeting.
那么你坐在聚会的里面的话，走都走不出去的。
You're sitting there, you cannot even get out of the place.
因为他连走路的地方都坐满了人。
Because even all the walkways are full of people.
不是，你要出去的话，人家必须要站起来。
And if you want to get out, you have to stand up.
整个一排都要站起来的。
The whole row has to stand up with you.
实在是不好意思。
So you can, it's embarrassed to go out.
只好坐在那个地方。
Then you have to sit there.
那我就看见我旁边有些老弟兄老姊妹。
I see some elderly brothers and sisters next to me.
都在打瞌睡了。
They're all falling asleep.
他们都在有点睡着了。
And some has truly fallen asleep.
不是说弟兄讲道讲得不好。
It's not that his sharing is not good. His sharing is very good.
但是那个话语实在叫人疲乏。
But then the way he speaks is very tired. So many people fall asleep.
我是因为刚刚到那个地方去聚会。
I had just gone to that meeting place.
所以我觉得很奇怪。
And I was full of amazement.
为什么大家在那睡觉？
Why is everybody asleep?
对我来说实在太好了。
To me, the sermon was so good.
虽然是他听起来比较吃力一点。
Even though it was a little bit difficult to listen.
满了生命。
But his words is full of life.
It's
full of provision from the Lord.
在聚会中间呢，是还有主的同在。
And the meeting is full of God's presence.
并且聚会之后呢，里面好像多了个东西。
And even when I go home, I feel something more in my heart.
吃饱了饭一样。
It feels like I had just eaten.
那么这个东西啊，那么可能礼拜一还有，礼拜二还有。
And this will sustain me for Monday and Tuesday.
礼拜三、礼拜四啊，那就啊，这个比较差一点了。
And by time is Wednesday and Thursday, it's a little bit less.
到礼拜五的时候就想，哎呀，什么时候快点拜天，我再去吃一顿。
So by Friday comes, I really wish that Sunday will come quickly so I can go back and have a big feast.
我说这话。
就
是我看见我弟兄在讲道的时候啊，
it's because when I observe my brother sharing,
他停下来。
He often stopped himself.
你以为他恐怕讲想不起来了。
You thought maybe he had forgotten what he needed to share.
假如口若悬河，那个继续不断涌流出来的话呢
？If he can share continuously,
那你就说，哎呀，这很不错啊。
Then you say, well, he's a very good speaker.
他就停下来了。
But he will share and then stop.
又讲，他又停下，又停下来。
And share and then stop.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
欢迎收听。
然后就发现。
Later on, I discovered.
我们弟兄那忘把词句忘掉了。
It's not that he had forgotten what he was supposed to say.
回到里面，当然清醒。
He returned himself back to the Lord.
就是在聚会的时候。
Even in the meeting time.
那紧张的时刻。
In such a stressful time.
他活在主的跟前。
He still lives before God.
他里面一直和主有接触。
He constantly had fellowship with the Lord.
这就是我们生活的秘诀。
Friends, sisters, this is the secret to our life.
住在主的里面。
To live, to abide in the Lord.
我们在那个安静时候，我们住在主里面。
Not when we just quiet down our hearts and live in Him.
我们都住在主的里面。
But every moment, any moment, we live in Him.
和他有交通。
We have fellowship with Him.
因为他就是那个至高的神。
Because He is the Most High.
若是住在至高者的隐秘处
，If we dwell in the shelter of the Most High，
必住在全能者的荫下
，Then we will abide in the shadow of the Almighty。He is our wisdom。
他是我们的智慧。
He is our
knowledge。
He is our provision。
摩西讲这件事情的时候啊
，When Moses shared about this，
他不是光讲一些道理
，He's not just giving us a teaching，
或者是一些的教训
，or give us some doctrine，
这乃是他自己亲身的经历。
But this is his experience。
他说的论到他的神的时候
，So when he talks about his God，
这个神是他所知道的
，This is the God that he knows，
所经历的
，The God that he has experienced。
神是我的避难所
，He said God is my refuge，
是我的山寨
，He is my fortress，
他是我的神
，He is my God，
他也是我所依靠的
，And in whom I trust。
这是他所经历的神，他知道这位神乃是全能的神
，and he know that this is the Almighty God，
是全知全能全足的神
，and this is the all-sufficient God，
他是母亲的胸怀
，he is the bosom of the mother，
你只要是能够进到这胸怀里面
，you just need to enter into him，
你是能够得到保障
，he will receive your protection，
成为我们的避难所
，he will become your refuge，
没办法再攻击我们。
The enemy cannot attack.
祸患也没法临到落在我们的身上。
And troubles cannot befall you.
并且主也能把我们从各种的困苦、艰难、网络里头再拯救出来。
And he also delivers from all the snares of the trapper. He is our God.
他是我们的供应。
He is our provision.
他是我们的一切的一切。
He is our all in all.
他也是我们所依靠的。
He is the one that we rely on.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Friends, sisters,
我们一个最重最主要的生活
，the most important thing in our life，
是要住在全能者的隐秘处
，is to abide in the shadow of the Almighty。
那么这一位，这一个至高的神
，this God who is the Most High，
在圣经里面头一次提起来是亚伯拉罕在出去和那个4个王5个王在征战的时候。
The first time it was mentioned, it was when Abraham went out to fight with the 4 kings.
亚伯拉罕打败了那个这四个王。
He has overcome these 4 kings.
这四个王都是很强悍的。
And these 4 kings are great kings.
亚伯拉罕就率领他家里300多人把这5个王打败了，四个都打败了。
And Abraham just took 300 men from his own house and
overcame
the 4 kings.When he returned,
在那个王府那里，这个麦基洗德出来迎接他。
In the valley, and the priest Melchizedek came to see him.
麦基洗德当时给他祝福。
And he has given him blessings.
说到这一位天地主。
And when he talks about this God of heaven, this Most High God,
把仇敌交在你的手里面。
The one that has delivered the enemies into your hands.
这什么意思呢？
Sister, what is
那就给亚伯拉罕看见。
This shows Abraham.
你征战得胜不是靠着你自己力量。
When you have won the victory, it is not by your own strength.
也不是凭着你家里头那300多人的那个壮丁。
It is also not by the 300 men from your house.
乃是至高的神把仇敌交在你手里里面。
But the Most High God has delivered the enemies into your hands.
亚伯拉罕对所罗马说所罗马王说话的时候。
And when Abraham talked to the king of Sodom.
说到那位神乃是至高的神。
He also talked about this God as the Most High God.
什么叫至高的神？
One sister, what is the Most High God?
至高的神。
The Most High God.
那说所有的权柄都在他掌握当中。
Talks about one who has all the authority in his
hand.
He is beyond all things.
不要说我们外面的环境都超过了。
He is above our problem.
我们里面难处他超过了。
He is also above the problem in our heart.
黑暗却都超过了。
He is above all the darkness.
他是至正掌权者首领。
He is the Most High One.
他是掌握一切的神。一切都要他掌握当中。
Everything is in His hand.
弟兄姊妹，若是他不许可的话，有一件事临到我们的身上，
there will not be anything that falls.
我们的神乃是至高的神。
Because our God is the Most High God.
权柄是属于他的。
Authority is in His hand.
弟兄姊妹，我们是要活在这位至高者的那个神的那个隐秘处。
One sister, we just need to dwell in the shelter of the Most High.
仇敌就没有办法能够摸着我们。
And the enemy cannot touch us. 因为
他是至高的神。
Because he is the Most High God.
他是那个得胜的主。
He is the overcoming.
胜过了所有的一切。
And he has overcome all things.
弟兄姊妹，当我们这样住在他的里面。
One sister, when we live in him.
和他有交通的时候。
And have fellowship with him.
那我们就住在全能者的荫下。
Then we abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
全能者就荫庇我们。
And the Almighty will give us shadow.
供应我们
He will protect
也带领我们
and supply us,
赐力量给我们
and gave us
让我们经过这旷野路程
and guide us through the wilderness
胜过一切
we can overcome all things
并且也叫我们能够站立得稳
we can also stand firm
能够让神应许给我们的产业能够成就在我们的身上
so the inheritance that God has promised us will be accomplished
为什么我想到那个诗篇九十一篇呢
why did I consider Psalm 91
就弟兄这边还记得二月底的时候啊，有苏伯德弟兄到这边来。
In February, Brother Godwinson was here.
一月底，我说错，一月底哈。
It was the end of January. Brother Sun was here.
苏伯德弟兄来，他那次来呢，给我们有很美好的交通。
And when he came, we had very good fellowship.
在主日上午，他讲到一个健全的心思。
And Sunday morning, he shared about a sound mind.
的确给我们很大的帮助。
And he gave us great help.
弟兄姊妹都承认这件事情。
I'm sure brother and sister all confess to this.
末了一天的晚上啊，他走之前的一天晚上。
The night before he left us.
和少数弟兄姊妹有一些的交通。
He has some sharing with a few brother and sisters.
那么因为决定是那么匆促。
Because this decision for the meeting was in a hurry.
所有弟兄姊妹们
we couldn't contact all the brothers and sisters.
少数弟兄姊妹那么知道那么就来在那里来聚集
Only a handful of brothers and sisters knew about it, and so they came.
那一次呢，那么弟兄就讲到的约书亚
And that time, our brother shared with us concerning Joshua.
上一次我们所发的通信
And last week, the newsletter we sent out.
就把那个他所讲的约书亚那个概要当然算是写出来了。
And we recorded his sharing concerning Joshua.
那弟兄姊妹也知道，也可以看见他所讲的。
So the brother and sister can also read about them.
他讲到约书亚好几件事情。
He talked about many aspects of Joshua.
比方说，说到约书亚他怎样对付肉体。
He talked about how Joshua dealt with his flesh.
他怎样是那谦卑，怎样是那这个忍耐等候在神的面前。
And how Joshua patiently waited before the Lord.
也说到他是怎样的那个谦卑。
And how humble he was.
说到他是怎样的忠心。
And he was faithful.
说到他里面怎样有神的灵的同在。
And he has the spirit of God that lives in his heart.
他讲的都差不多都很完全了。
And it seems he has covered fully concerning Joshua.
我呢讲完之后呢
at the end,
他说魏弟兄给我们补充一下。
He says Brother Wei will add some more to Joshua.
我实在想不起什么话语来。
And all of a sudden I couldn't think of anything to add.
因为一方面这个反应太迟钝了。
Because I am slow in my response.
第二方面没有料到这件事。
And also I didn't even expect this.
所以一点准备都没有。
And I was not prepared at all.
所以我实在是我就没有办法来答应他的要求。
Then I could not agree to his request.
然后后来我就想到诗篇九十一篇。
Later on, I remember Psalm 91.
弟兄姊妹，在约书亚身上虽然有这么多的特点。
one sister, even though there are so many special points in Joshua's life, he is definitely a faithful vessel for our Lord. That's why he can continue the ministry of Moses and led the Israelites into the beautiful land. And he overcame all the 30 some kings in the land of Canaan and took hold of the land as their possession. The reason that God can use him, of course, these special characters that he has is very important. But sister, the reason he can have these characters, the reason that he is strong, and so brave, and faithful, it's because he has another secret. That is, he is one that abides in the Lord. He is one that has fellowship with the Lord often. Even though the Bible did not record it, but this is his life. And from different pieces in the Bible, we see that he is the one that dwells in the shelter of the Most High. Therefore, this Almighty God can protect him and can work in him, add strength to him, and also use him.
弟兄姊妹,
这
是他生活里有最重要的一件事。
This is the most important thing in Joshua's life.
所以我们弟兄讲的时候，
therefore when our brother was sharing,
他抬头就引了一节圣经。
He used a scripture in the beginning.
诗篇第十一篇第四节所说的话。
And that's Psalm 11, verse 4.
他说，根基若毁坏，一人还能做什么？
He says,
你看看。
Oh, verse 3, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do?
你就看见在我们生活里头有两种的情形。
You see that in our life, there is two things happening.
这种的情形呢，是外面显露出来的。
And one thing is what people can see from the outside.
还有一种那个情形呢，是隐藏在里面的。
Another condition is hidden within.
外面所显出来，人都看得见的。
And what you expose on the outside, everybody can see.
那是根基一部分。
But what is hidden within is our foundation.
是不是人所看不见的？
This is what man cannot see.
人也不知道。
Men do not know.
人只知道耶稣亚是个勇敢的人。
They only know that Joshua is a brave man.
只知道耶稣亚是个忠心的人。
They only know that Joshua is a faithful man.
但是没有看见他那个隐藏的生活。
But have you seen his hidden life?
没有看见那个他的根基。
They did not see his foundation.
弟兄姊妹，他外面所有的表现。
And all his outward behavior
都是应当那个里面根基的缘故。
Is a result of his inner foundation.
乃是有那个隐藏的生活。
Because he has this hidden life.
有在神面前的生活。
He has a life before God.
他在产生出外面就许多表现。
Then he can have the result of his outward behavior.
所以若是我们光是有外面的表现。
If we only have outward behavior.
而没有里头隐藏的生活的话。
Yet we lack in our hidden life.
表现都是虚空的。
Then your behavior is all empty.
没有什么价值。
It's valueless.
主不是那个需要一些做工的人。
God does not need people who express
work. 乃是需要一些那个接果子的人。
God needs people who can bear fruit.
需要做工人的话。
If he needs workers.
千千万万天使都可以给他使用的。
All the angels he can use.
但是他所用的不是天使。
But he doesn't want to use the angels.
他所使用乃是我们这些做他儿女的人。
What he wants to use is his children.
因为他的生命在我们里面。
Because his life is within us.
主让我们那个生命从里头在那表现出来。
He wants us to express his life through us.
那个生命从里面彰显。
He wants to manifest his life through us.
才是我们真实的生活。
That is our true life.
才是我们真实的释放。
That's our true service.
我们所有的释放都该是从里头出来的。
All our service should come from our inner heart.
所有的生活也都该是里头隐藏生活的一种表现。
Our living should be a result of our hidden life.
这样的生活和释放在神面前才有价值。
This kind of living and service is one with value.
才是能够存到永久。
This kind of living and service can last for eternity.
叫神能得到荣耀了。
And can give glory to our God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们光是对于外面的不够。
My sister, it's not enough just to emphasize on our outward living.
我们必须要注意我们里面的生活。
We must notice our hidden life.
我们在神面前的生活。
We must notice our life before God.
那种隐藏的生活。
The hidden life.
是人所看不见的。
The life that man cannot see.
我们的父亲在暗中查看。
But then our Father observes.
他看见。
He can see.
他看见你在暗中的祷告。
He sees your prayers.
他看见你在暗中这样亲近他。
He sees how you worship him privately.
活在他的面前。
He sees how you live before him privately.He sees all.
哦，亲爱的兄弟们，
虽
然外面的人没有看见，
Even though man cannot see,
不能得到人的称赞，
and you cannot receive praise from man,
但是我们却得到神的称赞，
but we receive praise from our God,
神的赏赐，
and we receive reward from him.
神所看重的还不是我们外面做了什么。
God does not emphasize what we do on the outside.
那是看重我们里面是否是活在他的面前。
But he emphasizes whether or not we live in him.
让里头的生命能从这彰显出来。
So that our inner life can be lived through us.
使我们结果子。
That we can bear fruit.
他都能满足。
And he will be satisfied.
他的荣耀能够得到彰显。
And his glory can be manifested.
这是我们的侍奉。
This is our service.
这也是我们的生活。
This is also our living.
实在说起来。
In reality.
我们所有一切在神面前算得数的侍奉。
All our services that can be accounted for the Lord are all based upon our living before God. Anything of value
都是根据我们那个在神面前那个隐藏的生活。
It's based upon our hidden life before God.
我们所有一切都该从这里出来的。
Everything should be a result of our life. 并且
主耶稣也告诉我们说，
Jesus also tells
us, 我是葡萄树。
I am the
vine. 你们是枝子。
You are the branch.From our
experience,
you do not think so. If you leave the Lord, you can still do a lot of things. We can preach.
我们能够在这整洁。
We can do cleaning work.
我们在看望。
We can even visit.
我们在做工。
We can do all sorts of work. We can do many things.
你就对这件事。
When Francis or these things.
都没有什么价值。
Are without value.
亲爱的兄弟们。
Brothers and sisters.
神所要的不是我们的工作。
God does not want our work.
乃是要是我们所结出的果子。
He wants the fruit.
所以我们必须要在主面前有那隐藏的生活。
We must have the hidden life for
him. 有那个根基的生活。
A life of foundation.
在外面还有那才那个表现才是有价值的。
And then the outward behavior results from that will be with value. Joshua was such a man.
那时候他要补充的话，那我就把这一点加上去，就差不多了。
If Brother Sun wants me to add, this is what I would add.
最重要的一件事。
Because this is the most important thing.
他已经讲，他已经讲了。
Actually, Brother Sun has already shared.
强调这一点就是。
But he just did not emphasize on this point.
那的确，那根基是非常重要的一件事。
Truly, our foundation is most important.
若是根基毁坏，一人就不能做什么。
If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do?
耶稣亚身上是这样。
It is true in Joshua's life.
我们怎么看见耶稣亚是活在神面前的一个人呢？
How do we see that Joshua was one that lived before the Lord?
在圣经里有好几个地方。
There are many places in the Bible.
说到耶稣亚的时候。
That when it talks about Joshua,
头一个地方就说了耶稣要怎样跟亚玛力人在征战。
And first place, it tells us how Joshua fought with the Amalek.
那么从前也没有提到耶稣亚。
And before that, they did not even mention Joshua.
那还是还提起耶稣亚来。
It was at that time it mentioned about Joshua.
那尼非丁那个地方。
It was at the place called Niphrim.
那么亚玛力人趁着以色列软弱的时候，他们来攻击以色列。
And the Amalek has attacked the Israelites while the Israelites were in very weak condition.
摩西就吩咐，这个约书亚，你要带着你选出一些人来和这个亚玛力人去征战。
And Moses told Joshua, you need to select some men and fight with Amalek.
那我要到山上去呢，我要祷告。
And I will go to the mountain to pray for you.
这个约书亚他就选了一些人。
And Joshua selected several men. He was truly an obedient man.
他没有说，哎，我不行，我不行。
He didn't say, oh no, I can't do it.
因为这个人是活在神面前的一个人。
Because this is the man that lives before God.
对，他不看到自己。
So he will not look at his own condition.
他是仰望那个全能神。
He only looked up to the Almighty God.
他就选了一些人去征战。
He selected several men with him.
你知道，约书亚没有说他是一个军事家。
You know that we never talk. The Bible never talk about Joshua as being a military man.
他所率领的以色列人呢，也从来没有受过军事训练。
And all the Israelites who he chose have not been trained in military life.
那许多亚玛力人呢
？But as for the Amalek,
他们很可能是短小精悍。
They are probably a very, very shrewd.
他们住在那个山区的里面。
They live in a hill country.
经常当然有这经历征战的事。
They often have experience in battlefield.
这些人对征战是非常有经验的人。
So they have much experience in warfare.
何况以色列那时候正是在软弱的时候。
And also at that time, Israelites were in their weakest moment.
他们缺少食物。
They are lacking food.
他们利弗丁那儿没有水喝。
They also lacking water.
乃是主从磐石里头给他们流出水来。
the Lord has sent water from the, from the rock.
他们正软弱的时候。
At that time they were truly weak.
怎么能够和亚玛力人征战？
How can they fight with Amalek?
怎么能够胜过亚玛力人？
How can they overcome them?
从人来看是不可能的一件事。
From man's point of view, it's impossible.
弟兄姊妹。圣经给我们看见，他们不仅是完得胜了。
The Bible shows us that they have complete victory.
并且完全得胜。
They have complete victory.
把亚玛力人完全打败了。
And they have totally defeated Amalek.
弟兄姊妹，他们不是靠着他们自己的那一个经验。
One sister is not by their own experience.
也不是依靠他们的势力。
Or by their own strength.
应该是摩西在山上的祷告。
It's because Moses prayed for them on the mountain.
摩西什么时候举手祷告？
Whenever Moses lifted up his hands
to pray,
the Israelites will have victory.
什么时候放下手来？
Whenever he rests his arms,
亚玛力人就得胜。
The Amalek will have victory.
所以他们看这个祷告太重要了。
So they see that the prayers are so
important. 亚伦和户尔两个人呢，他们就到山上把摩西祝坛举起来。
And so Aaron and Hur went up to the mountain to help Moses.
搬一块大石头，让摩西坐在石头上面。
They set a big rock and asked Moses to sit down.
这两个人一直举着摩西的手。
And these two people will lift up Moses' arms.
摩西一直在举手祷告。
And so Moses will continue to lift up his arms to pray.
完全得胜。
Until the Israelites have complete victory.
那些攻击他们亚玛力都毁坏掉了。
And destroyed all the Amalek.
亲爱的兄弟们。
One sister.
约书亚看见这件事情。
Joshua sees.
他在学了一个非常重要的功课。
He learns a very important lesson.
就是从他经历头而产生出来的。
It's a lesson from his experience.
从经历而学到的一件事。
It's something he learned from experience.
征战不是靠着我们的经验。
Warfare is not according to our experience. Victory is not according to our strength. But it's through prayer.
当摩西在祷告这位至高者的时候。
When Moses prayed to the God of Most High.
这位全能者就要为他们征战。
And the Almighty will fight with for them.
完全完全得胜了。
The Israelites are complete victory.
我想这件事对在他里头有个非常深刻的印象。
I'm sure that this incident leaves a deep impression in his heart. Whether we will have victory or not, it is not dependent upon us, but upon our God.
我们是否和他连在一起？
Are we in union with our God?
我们是否在依靠他？
Are we relying upon our God?
我们是否我们在仰望他？
Do we look up to our God?
若是我们住在他的隐秘处，
If we live in the shelter of the Most High,
就充满的帮助。
Then the Almighty will become our help.
就是我们胜过所有的仇敌。
And he will enable us to overcome our enemies.
所以夸口的当值得主耶稣夸口。
So whoever boasts should boast to our Lord.
能做什么？
It is not that we're able to do anything. 一切都是主
所成就的。
But God is one that accomplishes all things.
他已经完成了救恩的工作。
He has already completed the work of salvation. He has already destroyed the Satan.
只有靠着我们主耶稣基督。
Only by our Lord.
活在他这里面。
And lives in him.
啊，我们不仅是能够这个仇敌不能攻击我们。
Then the enemy cannot attack us. We can also overcome our enemies.
住在至高者的隐秘处。
Dwells in the shelter of the Most High.
住在全能者的荫下。
Will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
我想这是他头一个所学的功课。
This is the first lesson and thing that Joshua has learned.
第二次，又看见让耶稣当这个摩西带着耶稣到山上去的时候。
And second time was when Moses took Joshua up to the mountain.
其他以色列人都留在山脚下面。
The rest of the Israelites will remain at the foot of the mountain.
他们到了山的半腰，山的半腰。
And they were halfway up to the mountain.
在那住了他们六七天的样子。
And they stayed there for about 6-7 days.
呼召摩西。
Then God called to Moses.
摩西到山顶上面去。
God wanted Moses to go to the top of the mountain.
摩西就进到山顶上面。
And Moses went up to the top of the mountain.
就把约书亚留在那个山腰那里。
And he left Joshua at the hillside.
约书亚在山腰那个地方。
And Joshua was there.
那不是一天两天的问题。
Not for a day or two.
那是40昼夜之久的时间。
But Joshua stayed at his place for 40 days.
他等候在神的面前。
He waited before the Lord.
他在那亲近神。
He drew near to God.
享受那个神的同在。
And enjoyed God's presence.
不像摩西那样。
It is not like Moses.
摩西进到山顶上面。
Moses went to the top of the mountain.
亲眼在那看见神。
He sees God with his own eyes. And hears God's voice. And God has shown him the pattern on the mount. And so Moses was very busy there. Probably 40 days to him was just like a couple hours. It is not a difficult thing. And as for the Israelites who remain at the foot of the mountain, and they indulge.
随着他们心里所喜好在那作乐。
And they enjoy their lives according to the desire of their heart. They dance.
当然，这样的生活也很快的，也很容易。
Of course, those kind of living is also probably easy.
40昼夜也不算太长久。
And 40 days is not too long.
但是，就约书亚在半山腰里面的那40昼夜，那可不容易过。
But for Joshua, who remains at the middle of the mountain, 40 days is very long. He said, well, that's not too difficult. But it's because you have no experience.
你就觉得我太难。
That's why you think it's not difficult. If you have experience to live 40 days in the mountain, probably 4 hours you cannot stand it. I remember when I just came out to serve the Lord. That was about 40 years ago.
我在一个地方的服侍。
I was serving the Lord at a certain place.
我很喜欢在外面跟弟兄姊妹一同服侍，一同侍奉。
I love to serve the Lord with other brown sisters.
不管是整洁布置这些，这些都算不得什么。
Even cleaning, I enjoy to do it with brown sisters.
那时候我们要把大石头打碎铺在路上面。
At that time, we had to break a large piece of stone to pave the way.
要打水泥，要做许多那个苦工。
We have to even work with concrete to do many things. And I don't think those are difficult times. I love those things. I love to go to brothers and sisters' home and have read the Bible with them and visit with them and share. I love these kind of things.
常常在我工作,
but just when I'm working like this, the Holy Spirit will move me to go home to pray. Everybody is busy back around me. But for me to return back to my room, I am so lonely
there.
And I can't even continue to pray. I was praying on one hand, my mind was traveling outside. I cannot rest before the Lord. Even if I do quiet down, it was only for a couple minutes or 10 minutes, then I would get up. I often think, well, this kind of praying is too lonely. And it's tasteless. It's better to go outside to kill the calves and be with the people.
亲爱的兄弟们，我们不喜欢孤单。
We don't like to be by ourselves.
我们不喜欢个人单独的亲近主。
We don't like to draw close to the Lord by ourselves.
像刚刚所说的，摩西还容易。
Just like what I said, it was easier for Moses. Because the Lord is right there.
我们亲近主的时候也有这样的时刻。
Of course, when we draw near to God, we often enjoy those kind of moments. The Holy Spirit shall fill our hearts. And His glory and His joy shall fill our whole being.
那个时候了，就好像神和我面对面一样。
At that time, it seems like God is face to face with us.
很容易过的，很容易的。
Those kind of prayers are easy.
很享受的。
It's also very enjoyable.
我们有经验，你都知道。
But if you have experience, you will know.
这样的时刻并不太多的。
You don't have a whole lot of those kind of moments.
很可能偶尔有是这样的光景。
Occasionally, you will experience.
经常看不见什么。
But many times you don't have. Many times you cannot touch anything. Many times you cannot feel anything. Francis, why did the Lord treat us this way? He wants us to live before Him in faith. Not by our emotions. Not by our eyesight. But live in Him according to our faith. Even though we cannot see. And we cannot hear. We cannot touch. We cannot feel anything. But the Lord is there.
亲爱的兄弟们，约书亚就是这样活在神的面前。
That was how Joshua lived before the Lord. For 40 days long, he waited before the Lord. He drew close to him and prayed to him. Although we have nothing, but he rests before the Lord. 这是约书亚学习的功课。This is the lesson that Joshua learned.
他若是不认识有全能者的话，
If he did not know this Almighty God,
不要说40昼夜，
Not only 40 days,
40分钟都受不了的。
He probably won't even be able to stand for 40 minutes.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
by the sisters.
我们要认识我们的神。
We need to know our God.
他是全能的神。
He is the Almighty.
当我们住在他里面的时候，
when we dwell in him,
我们亲近他时候，
when we draw near to him,
在外面什么都没有，
we,
但是他却是母亲的胸怀。
Even though in outwardly we have nothing, but we know he is the bosom of our mother.
藏在母亲胸怀里头。
We will be like a baby resting in his arms, full of rest and peace. This is the life of Joshua. This is the hidden life. It's a life that the Israelites did not see. It's a life that Israelites did not know. Until Moses came down from the mountain, he sees that the Israelites have sinned. They have left God. They were worshipping the golden calf.Moses was full of anger.
所以他就把从神那里所领受来的那个法版都摔碎了。
And so he even broke the tablets which he received from God.
虽然这一件事情因着摩西的祷告，神赦免了他们的罪。
Although through the prayer of Moses that God has forgiven their sin.
但是神不再住在他们中间。
But God no longer dwells in them.
不在营地里面。
He will not live in the camp.
摩西就把他的帐幕搬到营外面去。
Moses had moved the tabernacle outside of the camp.
他每次在亲近神。
Every time he worshipped
the Lord. 每次在听神话语的时候。
Every time he listened to God's word.
他们到营外面，到帐幕里头在亲近神。
He will go outside the camp to worship the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，在那个帐幕里面。
In that tabernacle.
只有耶稣呀。
Only Joshua.
一直住在那个地方。
He continued to live there.
他住在帐幕里面。
He lived in the tabernacle.
他在那享受神的同在。
He enjoyed God's presence.
亲爱的兄姊妹，这一个人那是一直都活在主里面的一个人。
This is a person that continues to live in God.
一直在亲近主的一个人。
He continues to draw close to God.
活在主面光当中的一个人。
And he lives before the face of God.
所以难怪他有这么大，他能够被神使用。
No wonder God was able to use him.
能够借着他把那个以色列带到迦南美地。
And through him, God can use him to guide the Israelites into the land of
Canaan.
And that they can take possession of the land.
耶稣亚是这样的光景。
But sister, this is Joshua's condition.
那么我们刚才读到迦勒，他也是这样的情形。
We just read about Caleb. He was also the same position.
常常想到啊，我们实在感谢主。
I often thank the Lord.
因为主给了一个同伴。
Because God has given him a companion. This role is not a role of loneliness. Not only Joshua lived such kind of life, but Caleb also lived with him. If he has to walk the path of the Lord by himself, it is a difficult
time.
Everyone has left the Lord. They have distanced themselves from the Lord. Except this person who held on to the Lord.It is a difficult task.
主给他一个同伴叫迦勒。
But God has given him a friend, Caleb.
活在主面前的一个人。
Caleb was also one that lived for the Lord.
我们读到约书亚第十四章。
We read Joshua 14.
那就说到约书亚在身上有个非常特别的点。
We see that Joshua has a very special characteristic.
那么这也不仅是神所称许的。
Not only God praised him.
也是摩西所印证的。
And Moses also testified.
他自己也在那说到这件事。
Oh, Caleb and also talk about this.
从他经历里头，他说他是这样一个人。
And from his experience, he testified he's such a person.
怎样的一个人呢？
What kind of person was Caleb?
他是一个专心跟从主的人。
He is one that follows the Lord full-heartedly.
什么叫跟从主？
What does it mean to follow the Lord?
跟从主就住在哪里，他也在哪里。
Follow the Lord means wherever the Lord is, there he is.
和主在一起的。
He is always with the Lord.
若是主往东西，我们往西去的话。
If the Lord is in the east and we are in the west,
那就没法跟随主。
Then we cannot follow him.
弟兄姊妹，主在哪里呢？
但是 where is the Lord?
很多时候主在我们所喜欢的地方。
Many places, many times God is at the place that we like. We like to go to meetings and God will be there.
跟随不算太难的。
Of course, this is not too difficult to follow.
主带我们经过死荫的幽谷。
Sometimes God leads us through the valley of death.
那我们是否愿意来跟随呢？
Are you still willing to
follow? 我们是否也愿意跟随他经过死荫的幽谷？
Are you willing to go to the valley of death with him?
跟随主是无论在什么情况之下。
To follow the Lord means to follow
with him. 无论在什么时间。
In any condition.
他们都是活在主面前。
Any moment, they also live in the Lord.
他们是与主在而同在。
They are always with the Lord.
与主在而同行的一般人。
They walk with the Lord.
羔羊无论往哪里去。
Wherever the lamb is.
他们都在而跟随他。
They will follow him.
弟兄姊妹，这是约书亚。
Francis, this is Joshua.
这是神所称许他一点。
And this is what the Lord praised about him.
他是个专心在跟随主。
He is one that followed the Lord wholeheartedly.
不仅是像约书亚那样。
Not only like Joshua.
能够在安静当中那亲近神。
He can draw close to God in quietness.
就是在工作里面。
Even at his work time.
在行动里面。
When he's walking.
无论在什么地方。
No matter where he is.
都是在亲近神。
He constantly draws close to him.
都是和主在一起。
He is always with the Lord.
他是个专心在跟从主的人。
He is one that follows the Lord wholeheartedly.
加勒加勒的生活。
This is also Caleb's life.
所以难怪他有那样的表现。
No wonder they have such kind of examples.
你知道，他当时以色列人。当时这个以色列他们到了迦南地边界的时候
，You know that when the Israelites reached the edge of the land of Canaan，
那是头一次他们到加利斯巴尼亚那个地方。
That's the first time they reached the place Kadesh Barnea。
那是迦南的那最南边。
That is the most southern tip of the land of Canaan。
从埃及出来，那么过了这个西乃山，到那儿不过十几天的时间。
After they left Egypt, went to Mount Sinai. It's only about 10-some days they went to the land of Canaan。
进到迦南去的话呢？
If at that time they have entered,
他们就不至于经过大那个四十年的大而可畏的旷野。
Then they will not experience the great and fearsome wilderness.
那是我们知道他们失败了。
But that's how we know they failed.
摩西就到了加利斯巴尼亚的时候。
When they reached Kadesh Barnea,
摩西就拣选了十二个族长。
Moses had chosen 12 leaders.
让他们到迦南地来窥探，看看迦南地到怎样。
So that they can spy out the land.
他们那去，他们来迦南地绕了一圈。
And these 12 people went travel and explored the land.
回来之后呢，他们一面报告那个神所应许的他们地实在是流奶于蜜之地。
When they return, they report to the people that this land is truly the land of milk and honey.
那不但这样。
Not only this.
他们并且把那个地方那个丰富带了一些的东西来做他们证据。
And they also brought some fruits as their examples.
你知道他们采了一挂葡萄啊，那个带回来。
You know that they have brought back a cluster of grapes.
这么一挂葡萄呢，需要两个人抬的。
And this cluster of grapes took two men to carry.
没有看过这么大的葡萄吧
？You probably have never seen such big grapes.
这么一挂葡萄是这么重。
Yeah, never seen such kind of grapes.
一个人拿不动。
A person cannot carry.
两个人抬着走。
Two has to carry them.
那就说那个地方实在太丰富了。
That tells us that this is a rich and abundant land.
他们下面说的就不好的一些消息了。
Then they gave them bad news.
但是那个地方的城墙啊非常坚固。
But these people live in fortified cities.
城墙真的高大。
And the cities are great and large.
那里的那个迦南族、亚拿族，他们是高大的人。
And the people that live there are Anak, they are giants.
这些人很强壮的。
These are strong people.
我们在他们跟前啊，我们好像是蚂蚱一样。
And before them, we're just like grasshoppers.
我们不能够上去的。
We cannot go forward.
我们上去的话一定会死的。
If we go forward, we would surely die.
我们不能得胜。
We will not be able to have victory.
这个以色列人他们听见这个恶的消息。
And when Israelites heard the evil news,
他们的灵啊就下沉了。
And they lost their spirit.
到末了时候啊。
At the end,
他们就反对摩西。
And they all rise against Moses.
埋怨。
They complain.
当然埋怨神。
And they murmur against the Lord.
为什么不带到这个地方来？
Why did you bring us here?
让我们都死在那个仇敌的手底下。
Why do you want us to die in the hands of our enemy?
如果这样，我们还是留在埃及就好了。
If we knew this, we would stay in Egypt.
我们的妻子儿女都要做奴隶。
And now our children, our wives will become captives.
他们大声在那哭嚎。
And they cried out greatly.
那时候，那个迦勒又出来安抚百姓。
At that time, Caleb came out to comfort the people.
对以色列人说。
He told the Israelites.
你们不要这样哭嚎。
Do not cry.
我们那个立刻上去。
Let us go forward now.
我们足能够得胜的。
We will have victory.
我们可以得胜。
We will have victory.
我们能够胜过他们。
We're able to overcome them.
但是他们这些话语不但是没有发生果效。
But these things are not effective.
反而叫那许多这个以色列人更加那个这个更加那个哭得厉害。
But the Israelites cried even louder.
那么因为那些报好坏信息的报恶信息的那些探子啊。
Because the other 10 who gave the evil report,
说, 不不, 我们绝对不能上去。
Kept on telling them, no, we cannot go.
都是吞吃人的人。
Those people will swallow men.
我们若上去, 我们会给吞掉的。
If we go up, they will swallow us.
所以这以色列人他们说, 好了, 我们还是另外一个领袖回埃及去好了。
So the Israelites said, let's set up another leader and we will go back to Egypt.
摩西、亚伦或者加加这个加勒他们打死。
And they want to stone Moses and Caleb.
但是若
不是神
的荣耀显现出来的话,
if the glory of God have not shown at that time,
可能就死在那些暴兵的手底下。
And these people will probably die in the hands of Israelites. We praise the Lord.
那个时候约书亚和加勒两个人起来在讲话。
At that time, Joshua and Caleb rise up to talk,
要他们
to speak.
不要看外面的环境。
Do not look at the outward circumstances. Believe in the Lord.
神既然应许了。
God has promised.
神必定能成就这件事情。
And he will accomplish what he has promised.
有神与我们同在。
God is with us.
谁还能够抵挡我们呢？
Who can be against us?
他们是我们的食物。
They will become our food.
我们要上去把这仇敌们吞吃掉。
We need to go forward to eat our enemies.
鼓励神的百姓。
They encourage the people of God. They want them to look up to God.
提到那个加勒的事情。
This is the first time they mention about Caleb.
加勒这个人是活在神面前的一个人。
You see that Caleb is a person that lived before the Lord.
所以到了有需要的时候。
When there is a need,
有难处的时候
when there is problems,
他就站起来讲话
he stood up to speak,
他不管以色列怎样反对
no matter how the Israelites are against him,
比如告诉我们说呀
in Joshua we see,
他是个怎样的人呢、
in Joshua we see Caleb,
他是个向着神那个完全那个绝对忠心的一个人
Caleb was the one that is full-heartedly
一个跟踪神的主的人
a person that follows the Lord,
还是个忠心向着主的人
is one that is faithful.
若是我们不忠心的话
if we are not faithful,
我们不能跟从主
we cannot follow the Lord.
所以当他告诉我们加勒告诉我们
Caleb tells us,
他在回答摩西的时候
when he responded to Moses,
他是从心里头说心里的话
he spoke to Moses from his heart.
我们立刻上去
let us go forward now.
我们足能够得胜了
we are able to overcome them.
那是以色列人的光景
they look at the condition of the people.
他没有听那些反对的声音
he did not hear the voice that was against him.
你知道这个从心里说话不大容易一件事情。
You know that it's often difficult to speak from your heart.
我们常常说话不是从心里说的。
Many times we don't speak from our heart.
我们从头脑里面说出来的。
We speak from our mind.
当我们说话的时候啊
When we speak,
我们看看人的反应怎样。
We observe people's reaction.
看人的面色不对了。
We see if their face changed.
我就赶快改变口气。
And then I will change my words.
或者是我们不敢说了。
Or else we will stop saying things.
我们知道你说出来的话，你说的话。
We know that if we say any more,
一会就触动他们的。
You will anger them.
一会他们不能讨他的喜欢，讨他们的喜欢。
And you will not please them.
我们常常在看人的脸面。
We often speak by observing people's face.
我们常常在看环境的表现。
We often speak according to the environment.
这样的说话。
If everybody says this,
我们心里感觉和他不一样。
Even though my feeling is different.
Then
we're still afraid to say.
大家都是这样说。
Because everybody else says.
我若是那么说他们相反的话。
If I say something that is contrary to their words, then they will rise up to attack me. They will be against me. Then what should I do?
许多时候。
But it's the many times.
我们向着主不够忠诚。
We are not faithful to our Lord.
我们要讨人的喜欢。
It's because we want to please men.
我们向着主不够忠诚。
We're not faithful to our Lord.
就是因为不肯再出代价。
It's because we are afraid to pay the price.So many words.
照着我们心里感觉那儿说。
We will not speak according to our heart.
我们常常照着人声说喜欢听着那儿说话。
We only speak according to what men desire to hear. So that we can please them.
但是一个真实跟从主的人。
A person who is truly a follower of Christ.
是忠诚的一个人。
They are faithful to our Lord.
不管人怎样反对。
No matter how men are against
them. 也不管人怎样不高兴。
Or their anger with them.
我心里感觉这样。
If I
我就把我的感觉这样说出来
I will speak my mind.
下面主那儿负责人
God will be responsible.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Francis,
这是约书亚
this is Joshua,
这是加勒
this is Caleb.
他是活在神面前的一个人
he's a person that lived before the Lord.
他是跟随主的一个人
and he's one that follows the Lord.
是个忠诚的人
he's a faithful man.
若是我们不忠诚的话
if we are not faithful,
我们就不能再跟随主
and we cannot follow
the Lord. 第二方面
Secondly,
他是一个有信心的人。
He is also a man with faith.
他有信心。
He has faith.
他说我们立刻上去。
He said, "Let us go now."
我们足能得胜。
We are able to win.
我们一定可以胜过他们。
We definitely can win over them.
那不是随便在讲话呀。
He is not just
speaking. 也不是像小孩子一样没有考虑过。
He is not speak because he did not consider.
那地方的城墙那坚固，他都看见了呀。
He has seen the fortified walls.
那就亚玛人那么的高大。
He has seen the giant.
那个强悍。
He has seen how tall they are.
他都知道。
He knows about the condition.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
But brothers.
他的眼睛不是看着环境上面。
His eye is not resting upon the environment.
那是仇敌上面。
His eye does not rest upon the enemy.
他的眼睛乃注定在主的身上。
But his eyes are focused upon the Lord.
他能够说刚强的话语。
Therefore he can say such strong words.
能够说信实的话语。
He can say words of faith.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Sisters,
我们的信心。
Our faith
不在于我们这个怎样表示
It's not how we express
我们的信心乃在于我们的眼睛到底我们所看见什么
Our faith depends on whether, where does our eyesight rest
所以没有信心的
Many times because that we don't have faith It's because our eyes are looking at our environment We first look at our environment We see the difficulties We see the fierce enemy
我们有什么力量
What strength do I have?
然后我们来看我们自己。
Then we look at ourselves.
我们这样的微小。
We're so small.
我们这样的软弱。
We're so weak.
我们这样愚昧。
And we're so foolish.
我们实在看不到什么。
We're nothing.
我们怎么能够站在抵抗这些仇敌
？How can I overcome this enemy?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们看环境的时候啊。
When we look at our environment, we lose our faith.
我们看我们自己的时候啊，
when we look at ourselves,
我们的信心呢就建立不起来。
We cannot establish our faith.
我们的眼睛要需要看在主的身上。
But sister, we must look to the Lord.
不看环境。
It is not that we don't need to observe our environment, but we need to look at our environment through our Lord.
呀，你把主摆在你眼前。
You need to put the Lord before you.
那么经过主，你看环境。
And through the Lord, you see your environment. You will see the Lord is great. He is greater than your environment.He is greater than your problem. He is greater than your enemy. The one that listens is greater than anything.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这样就让我们信心就能建立起来。
This is how we can establish our faith.
当我们能够说当下的话语。
Then we were able to speak strong words.
若是我们经过环境来看主的话呢
？If we look at our Lord through our environment, then you first look at the environment.
然后你再看见主。
Then you see the Lord.
你看见环境很大。
Then you see that your environment is big.
环境很难。
Your circumstance is difficult, and the Lord is small. You're unable. Probably the Lord is unable.
我们不是不知道一切的事情。
It's not that we don't have this knowledge.
不是不知道这些难处，我们都知道。
We know everything.
但是我们不是先看这些东西。
But we are not looking at the Lord first.
我们乃是经过主来看这一切东西。
We must look at things through our Lord.
不是经过环境来看主。
And not look at our Lord through our circumstances.
第二方面
Secondly,
他所以有信心
The reason he has faith
因为他有主的应许
is because he has the promise of God. He has the words of God.
那不是说我们就盲目的相信
It's not that we would just believe foolishly.
有孩子是信心是盲目的
Many times faith is foolish.
我相信主能医治我
We believe that God can heal me.
我相信主能够拯救我
We believe God can save me.
但是我们这信心是没有根据的
That our faith is without proof.
我们信心的根据乃是神的话语
The proof to our faith is God's word.
我们信心根据乃是神的应许
The proof to our faith is God's promise. What God said.
神这样应许了我
When he promised me.
他必定要成就这件事
He will definitely accomplish.
我们就是乃是信实的神
Our God is a faithful God.
我们纵然是信
Even though we are faithful.
他仍然是可信的
But God is still faithful.
他不能背负他的自己
Because he cannot go against it.
他既然这样说了
Whatever he said.
他既照他所说的成就
And he will do according to his word.
他既然这样应许了我
Since he has promised me.
他必照应许来成全这件事
He will work according to his promise.
我们的信心的根据建立在神的话语上面
One sister, the proof to our faith is built upon God's word.
建立在神的应许上面神应许要把他们带到迦南美地去
God promised to bring them into the land of Canaan.
不管那里那个环境怎样的艰难
No matter how difficult the circumstances may be, doesn't matter how strong the enemies may be, God's promise will not go in vain. God will definitely go into, lead them into Canaan.
Oh, 亲爱的兄弟们我们要活在神的面前
we must live in God.
让我们眼睛一直注定在我们主的身上
and focus our eyes
我们要读神的话语
we must read the word of God
让神借着话对我们说话
so that he can speak to us through his word
好像我们的信心能够建立
and our faith may be established
让神的工作能够成就在我们的身上
and his word can accomplish in us
这是一个跟从主的人
this is the man that follows the Lord
他是一个有信心的人
he is one is he has faith
一个跟从主的人
Thirdly, a person that follows the Lord.
必须努力
is one that continues to work.
一直要达到的目的。
Until he has reached the goal.
所以你看见这个迦勒就是这样一个人。
You see, Caleb was such a man.
他允许把迦南地赐给他们。
God has promised to give them the land of Canaan.
这是这个神的目的。
This is God's purpose.
这是神把他们从埃及带领出来那个目的。
This is the reason God led them out of Egypt.
神已经允许给他们。
And God has already promised them.
不仅相信神的应许。
They believe in God's promise.
他们也继续努力。
They also continue to work.
我们若是详细的话，我们在家里就睡觉好了。
If we sometimes if we want to believe, we just want to sleep at home.
允许了吗？那我们就等着吧。
Sometimes we say, "Well, God promised, so I just wait at home."
我们不是一个消极的信息。
We need to actively believe.
那个信心就催逼着我们要努力向前。
This faith causes us to go forward.
只能到那神的应许成就在我们的身上。
Until His promise is accomplished.
迦勒他是一个他是一个努力向前的人。
Caleb was one that pressed on forward.
应当那个这个他们以色列人他们失败之后。
After Israelites failed, God led them into the wilderness.
40 年之久的时间
For 40 years long,
迦勒他一直在向前去
Caleb continued to walk with them.
他没有灰心失望
He did not disappoint.
也没有埋怨这个埋怨那一个
He did not complain this or that.
一直在向前
He continued to press on forward.
当他这样向前的时候
When he pressed on,
我看见神自己成他的供应
We see that God himself become his supply.
千人扑倒他的左边
Even though thousands fall by his side.
万人扑倒他的右边
And thousands fall by his other side.
从天上的供应
But he received the strength from above.
全能的神从他的保护
The almighty God become his shoulder.
把他从这一切难处带领出来
That delivers him from all the problems.
一直向前
So that he can continue to go. Until he's old, he was 85 years old.
看见我现在85岁了。
He says, "Now I am 85."
从前我力量如何
？How my strength was then?
现在我力量还是如何
？My strength is still the same now.
那个长久的时间
，one sister long time
没有把他力量再消耗掉。
This long period of time did not exhaust his strength. The difficulties in the wilderness
没有使他信心在时候失掉。
Did not exhaust his faith.
他是一直在向前。
He continued to press on.
到了85岁的时候。
Until he's 85,
this is Joshua.
He asked Joshua.
求你把那个地赐给我。
He asked Joshua for the hill country.
那个地，那就是亚拿族人之地。
The hill country was taken by the Anak people.
当时神允许我要把你脚掌所踏之地要赐给你。
And he said, God has promised me to give me the land that my feet have walked on.
得到那个地。
And I want to attain the land.
下面的结果，然后约书亚就把这个地给了迦勒。
You know that Joshua had given him that land.
迦勒就上去攻打那些亚拿族的人。
And Caleb went up to fight with the Anak.
还是那样高大。
The Anak are still as strong and tall as before.
减少一点。
They did not decrease the numbers.
还是那坚固。
The cities are still fortified.
像城墙一次一样的。
Just like before.
但是这些亚拿族人统统的倒闭下来。
But all the Anak have fallen.
得着了那个亚拿族人的地。
And Caleb has taken hold of their land.
叫那个叫希伯伦。
And he called that place Hebron.
希伯伦就是交通的意思。
Hebron means fellowship.
他说这一个人他是跟从主的人。
This is the person that follows the Lord.
他是活在主的面前。
This is the man that lives before his face. The reason he's able to have victory.
神所应许给他的。
And obtain what God has promised.
能够达到那个目的。
He can reach the goal.
是因着他的缘故。不是因着他。
It is not by himself.
乃是因着这全能的神。
It's because the all sufficient.
一直活在主的面前。
And that he continues to live in God.
你就保罗是不是也是这样一个人吗？
Sister Paul was also
当保罗在年老的时候
，in his advanced age，
我们读腓立比书第三章
，we read Philippians chapter three，
看见保罗他有一个标杆
，we see that Paul has a goal，
那是神所应许给他们的
，and this is what God has promised，
所以追求目的
，this is the reason that they pursue God，
已经老迈了
，even though they're old，
环境又是那样艰难。
And their circumstances are still difficult.
没有什么可盼望的。
It seems like there is no hope before them. But he did not disappoint. He did not. He was not discouraged. He continued to press on. He said, "Brothers,
我不是以为自己一定得着了。
I do not consider myself as gained.
已经完全了。
I have become perfect.
我乃是竭力追求。
But I press on forward.
得着主耶稣说要我得着。
So that I can receive what God has promised me.
他再说。
He said, "I said again, brothers,
我不是以为自己已经得着了。
Not that I have already obtained it, but I forget what
努力面前
I forget what lays behind me and press on forward and run towards the goal.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个跟你冲突的人。
But sister, this is a man who follows the Lord. This is one that lives before the Lord. They press on forward so that they can take hold of what God has promised. One sister, today God did not give us a land of Canaan. He did not give us something of material, but He has given us Himself. He is the land of Canaan. He is so abundant.
亲爱的兄姊妹，我们不是要看见这件事，
we need to see this.
我们不是要承担这件事，
we need to praise this.
努力在追求，
we also need to pursue it.
说要我们得着，
so that we can gain what God wanted to lay hold on. So the riches of Christ
都充满在我里面，
can be filled in us.
好叫神的荣耀
And God's glory
can be manifested to us. 弟兄
姊妹，
求主把这个心智来赐给我们。
But sister, pray that God will give us this desire. Also give us the secret.
知道怎样的我们才能向前。
So we know how to press on forward.
甚至要我们得到。
And lay hold of what God promises. Live in God.
常常在亲近他。
Draw near to Him.
在早晨晚上是这样。
Not only in the daytime, in the morning or at night.
让我们都能够回到主的面前来。
Anytime, any moment, return back to Him.
甚至连我们开车的时候，
even when we are driving,
虽然我们外面我们不会闭着眼睛的。
Of course, we will not drive with our eyes closed.
那会闯祸的。
Because you have problems.
我们使你的眼睛我注视在主的身上。
But our inner eyes should focus on the Lord. Still,
我们在做工作的时候。
When we are working,
弟兄姊妹常常停下一点点时间。
One sister, please sometimes.So that you can return to the Lord. You can draw near to Him. He is there, waiting for you, ready to give you supply, ready to freshen you up, ready to give you strength. Brothers
and sisters,
dwell in the shelter of the Most High. Then you would abide in the shadow of the Almighty. So what God has promised you will accomplish in you.
This is Caleb and Joshua.他们的秘诀。
This is the secret for Caleb and Joshua.
每个人的我们生活侍奉追求的秘诀。
This is also the secret for our living and our service.
住在主的里面。
Let us dwell in God.